The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hi, y'all. This is House Guest, and I am your host, Kenzie Elizabeth. Think a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie in her 20s. We talk all about life, relationships, navigating your 20s, closing out the bars, or waking up at 5 a.m., depending on our vibe that week. Ultimately, living our best lives and figuring it out along the way. So come hang out. Sometimes I have guests on who do really cool things, some of my best friends, or it's just me and my house that I spend way too much time in. So let's get into the show. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to do a little giveaway for our podcast YouTube channel. So if y'all are not subscribed, or if you're not watching on YouTube, you need to be. I will be giving away 2 red crew necks to 2 lucky winners who comment their favorite hobby on the House Guest like YouTube video version of this podcast. So leave that there and also put your Instagram handle just so I can, you know, DM you if you won. But 2 lucky winners will be winning 2 red crews from our House Guest collection. Also, y'all, mind you, this is important to know. Our new merch collection is my favorite merch collection to date. It is so cute. We have the mug right here if y'all are watching on YouTube. We've got a red crew, a pink crew, and a really cute t-shirt. I am living in my stuff. I ordered stuff for my niece Sophie because even she wanted stuff. And that's how you know. Okay? It's good. Hi, y'all. Welcome back to the show. I am so excited because today we are talking about my favorite topic, which would be hobbies. I have really outdone myself, like I've said many, many, many times before. I cannot half-ass literally anything, okay? So I like take a little tiny piece of side of interest in something. And before you know it, my house is covered in needlepoint. There's like 14 gardens around me. I have cooked every single day for the past 14. Like, I just can't be normal. I can't be like half in on anything, right? Which is like my greatest and worst trait. But I have just really gotten into hobbies. Like, there was a point in my life where I really didn't have any, and then I decided that I should have them. And now it's like a full-time job. Like, I am exhausted. I don't have time to do everything. I don't have enough time to do all of my hobbies. So what has really, you know, suffered is my social life. And, you know, for obvious reasons, I haven't really been leaving my house much the past couple of months, and I've been very depressed. So I have been spending a lot of time doing hobbies. And, you know, before that, even before I had, you know, all the extra ones that I've added, I've always been into them. And by always, I mean, since, you know, I told you guys when I wanted to start hobbies. And yeah, they've really just done something for me. And not just any hobbies, it's grandma hobbies, okay? The grandmas are onto something. Like, they really know what they're talking about. I basically do anything that you would see in a nursing hall. Is that what it's called? A nursing hall? Yeah. I basically do anything that you would see in a nursing hall, a geriatric community, or like a diner at like 6 a.m. every Wednesday. You know when like all the old people meet every single week and they have for like 82 years? Yeah, whatever they're doing, I am most likely doing. You know the quote where it's like, wherever you go, there you are? Like, I'm like, wherever they go, there I am. Like, I am just following like so closely behind, and I might be 26. Yes, we've talked about this many, many times. You know, Macy says I'm 38. My birth certificate says I'm 26, but like my soul says that I'm 80. And that's how I feel. And I really just like to be one with the old people. Like, I used to be such a bar girl. Like, I was out every single weekend on Henderson, which in Dallas is where we have all of our bars. See, I couldn't even remember. Actually, I just got a call. And I used to be so wild and so fun. But then I was looking for peace. And I started by being single. And then I've ended by like needle pointing in bed at 8 p.m., you know? And like, I don't think that's really helping my situation, but like, it's really giving me a lot of peace and just confidence, you know? We're gonna go into all the hobbies that I've been doing, from needlepointing to gardening to cooking to reading to antiquing to basically anything that you do, just call it a hobby. You know what I mean? Like, who's to say you don't have hobbies? Like, okay, you gossip, hobby, hello, gossip hobby. What else? I think walking is a hobby. Running, that's like my new one that I'm trying to get myself to get into. And I do this like once a year, but I kind of have a feeling that I might actually do it this time. How the dad is in my Big Fat Greek Wedding with Windex is how I am with hobbies. Like, I really think that they solve everything. Like, sad over a breakup, hobby. You are developing feelings for someone too quickly because you're bored, hobby. Lost in life, hobby. Feeling discontent, hobby. Like, you just need to do things that is creating the life that you want to live. And you find that largely in hobbies, you know? Scrolling too much on Instagram or TikTok, hobby. Oh, burnt out, hobbies. Like, seriously, they are kind of like the end all be all. Hobbies also give you confidence, and they are how you make your life more fun and fulfilling. Just earlier today, by earlier today, I mean like an hour ago, Miss Molly, she texted me, Molly Bailey, Miss Molly M14 for our OG YouTube viewers. She texted me and said, I just want to say truly thank you. You have taken my hobby interest to a whole new level since I visited you. Next up is Cake Box, and it's a boss, and it's a photo of like a bunch of cake stuff. And then she said, it's actually crazy how much better life is with hobbies and how you feel more confident about yourself. Who knew? And I think that's for many reasons. One, I think you are creating like a better relationship with yourself because you're actually spending time on your own. Two, you feel more competent because you're learning new skills, and just learning new skills, therefore you typically just are more confident because you feel smarter. Three, you're just more interesting. Even if your hobby isn't something crazy, you don't need to be like fucking, I don't know, like rock climbing or something. Like, I don't care. You just have interest in things that you like to do that then makes your life better versus when you're just sitting there and like going to work, waking up, going to bed, eating. You know what I mean? Like, it just makes things better. Period. That's how I feel. I will say, new fear unlocked, carpal tunnel. If I get carpal tunnel, guys, I am fucked. Like, I seriously, I don't know what I will do. This all started when I texted Keaton and we were going on a trip together. And I said, oh my gosh, we can have like a peaceful time, not leave our Airbnb. And I can teach needlepoint. And then she texted me back and told me that she has carpal tunnel, so that won't be happening. And then I was like, oh my God. And I was telling Molly, I said carpal tunnel. And so then I Googled it thinking like, oh, that would really fuck up my needlepointing, you know? And then I realized when I Googled carpal tunnel and symptoms, actually, let me just do this for you. Carpal. Or how does one get carpal tunnel? Okay. And it's not looking too good for me. Basically, it's everything that I love. It's gardening. It's cooking. I mean, I read that and I was like, I'm actually going to have a panic attack. Like, this is quite literally the worst thing that could ever possibly happen to me. So I just need you guys, simple request every single morning and every single night before you go to bed and when you wake up, I need you to send a little prayer for me. A little prayer that I won't get carpal tunnel, because now that I'm so focused on not getting it and thinking about how it quite literally ruined my life and make me the most miserable person alive, I'm getting a little stressed about it. So anyways, biggest fear, carpal tunnel, just so we all know, and it's all out there. I'm going to be sharing with y'all my favorite hobbies, and I would like to hear yours. So please send them below. You know what we should do? I like a unique hobby, and I like a unique hobby about like a gossip, right? Like, what gossip do I like? What specific gossip do I like? Honestly, mega churches. I really do like that. What else do I have? I don't know, like specific niche pop culture references. We'll put up a little slide. Oh my God, guys. I make a joke about sounding 80 and then I say we're going to put up a slide on Instagram. Like, that's disgusting. But we'll put up a little post on Instagram and everyone can comment below their hobbies or hobbies that they want to do. And then we can just like start a group, you know? I have been joining Facebook groups like crazy. There is something for everyone there. There's all the Mackenzie Childs, like, repost things. I'm in Martha Moments, obviously. I'm in Antique Shop Needlepoints. I'm in Needlepoints. I'm in Antique Shop Facebook groups. I'm in Estate Sale Finds Facebook groups. I'm in one for Coco's IVDD thing that she has. I am in a North Texas Gardening Facebook group. That is a great place to start, honestly. It really is. It is getting very warm in Texas, and listen, I don't love the 100-degree weather, but what I really don't love is how it makes me feel, okay? It really affects how I can dress. Like, I have all these, like, cute little outfits I want to wear, but then it's so hot, and you're just sweating everywhere, and then it looks disgusting. So that is why I wish I had known about Lumi a very, very long time ago. First off, I can't believe this wasn't invented before. Second off, I can't believe that I didn't know, okay? So if y'all don't know about Lumi, you really need to know. It is whole body deodorant. It's seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Pits, underboobs, thigh fold, belly buttons, butt crats, vulvas, and feet. It was created by an OBGYN. She saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. So this stuff is clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. It's baking soda free, paraben free, pH balanced, and it's just the best. Now listen, even if it didn't do all those amazing things, the scent itself is so good. Toasted coconut, my toasted coconut just deodorant stick from Lumi is my favorite deodorant stick I've ever used. One, it works, like actually really, really works. And two, it just smells better than any other deodorant that I've used, okay? So Lumi Starter Pack is actually perfect for new customers. This is what I would recommend. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, which is my personal favorite, the cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice. So you can do like the mini body wash and the deodorant wipes, which I love the deodorant wipes to just bring with me in my bag, and free shipping. So as a special offer for our listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with this already discounted starter pack, that actually equals over 40% off on their starter pack, okay? So use code ILOVEYOU for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That is code ILOVEYOU at LumiDeodorant.com, LumiDeodorant.com. This stuff is amazing. Okay, so we're just going to talk about positive things instead of my like severe fear of carpal tunnel, even though I think that we all understand that would be absolutely horrible. I did ask Macy if she could just send over whatever hobby she thinks that I have, because really at the end of the day, a hobby can be anything that you like and you do more than once, in my opinion. Okay. My other issue, as we know, is that like I can't do something without making it my entire personality trait. So that's why I think I'm getting a little overwhelmed with this, right? But in all seriousness, like I am like being funny, but hobbies help so much. Okay. And I think it's good to have something that you enjoy doing that isn't necessarily your job. Now, I will say that's a little bit hypocritical of me, because quite literally every single hobby that I do monetize it. Okay. Which does allow me more freedom to do them more often, because then I'm going to end up using it like work wise. Right. But I'm very lucky. But yeah, I do make every single thing a personality trait. And like at a certain point, like I've got to stop adding the hobbies on, because like I don't have time to see my friends as is. You know what I mean? Like they don't deserve that. Okay. My current hobbies at the ripe age of 26 would include needlepointing, gardening, reading, which is like my oldest hobby in the book, cooking, antiquing, hosting, weightlifting, if you want to count that one, that's my workouts. Working out can be a hobby, and trying to be a walker slash runner. Okay, so that's really what I have currently on the agenda. And it is a lot, I will say, it really is a lot, but it brings me a lot of peace. And especially in, you know, the worst couple of months that I've had in my entire life, it has really helped me just zone out and find inner peace and enjoy little small pockets of my day. And I love having something to work on. Like I come from a family of interior designers. So I obviously like tend to love anything in the home, but I also don't like leaving my house. So like that's a big one. Maybe that's why I don't want to be a walker or a runner, you know? That's what we'll say. I like anything in the home, and that's where I like to stay. So you guys can have hobbies like elsewhere, I guess. Oh, I like antiquing. But antiquing, you leave the home, but it's things for the home. You know what I mean? I just got a Nancy Drew cookbook. I actually got this on Amazon. I saw one at the antique store and this woman stole it, took it from me before I could get it. And so then I found it on Amazon. And it is just so cute. So like little things like that. That's a completely, that just literally has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but whatever. Basically, my hobbies have turned into a full-time job. And let's start with needlepointing. Between us, I'm working on some things, so stay tuned. But needlepointing has really been my nearest and dearest hobby these days, besides gardening, I would say. But it's taken over a lot of my reading time. I've only just now gotten back to reading like more routinely, because I used to, I mean, I still read every day, but like I never watched TV before needlepointing ever. So I would read all the time. Like I'd read like between probably like 75 to 100 books a year. And that's because every single night I was reading and I wasn't watching TV, because for some reason, sometimes watching shows, it like makes me anxious. And I don't know. I just like reading. I'm a reader, right? But then I started needlepointing, and then I started watching TV, or I watch like the Homeworthy YouTube channel. It's my favorite YouTube channel. Or I watch a lot of Martha Stewart, or yeah, that's pretty much it. YouTube shows, Homeworthy, Martha Stewart. So I do watch a lot of shows now. I watched Lessons in Chemistry, by the way, and that was so much better than the book. No offense to the author. Okay. That's like my biggest fear, is I say something bad about a book and the author gets upset. Like that's so personal. I'm like, it like makes me want to throw up. Like It was a great book. It was amazing. Whatever. Anyways, I loved the series. I watched it while in Needlepointing. That's, again, I'm like so off topic. Basically, I love Needlepointing. I got into it because my grandma wanted to get into it. Surprise, surprise. My grandma has sewn her entire life. Like, she's a seamstress. And they used to, my mom and her used to have like a bedding company and a drapery company and like whatever. She's the real deal, right? So she kept saying she wanted to start Needlepointing. And then I got invited to this Needlepoint opening event. And I went, which is like so out of character for me because like I don't go to like events often. Like I really don't like going to events. So it was really out of character that I went. And then they gave me a little something. And then for Christmas, I got my grandma and I like needlepointing classes. And we went and I learned the Continental Stitch. By the way, I went to Chaparral. My two favorite stores in Dallas that I go to are Needlepoint This and Chaparral. Chaparral's by Lovefield. Needlepoint This is on Lovers. Anyways, I really had a great time. It was fun. I started doing it a little bit. I was just kind of like, you know, doing it here and there. My canvas wasn't like a canvas that I was like dying for. I think that's like partially why I wasn't like that hooked to it. But I did really like it. Like I enjoyed it and it was peaceful. And I loved like a Tuesday morning, like 10 a.m. class with like anyone who's retired. Like I was born to retire, like to be a retiree. And I don't mean to like not work. I mean to live the life of a retiree. Like it's shocking that I'm not into golf, but I actually thought about this. I don't want to get into golf because that's going to take up way too much of my time. But what I would do is needlepoint in the golf cart. You know what I mean? And I also like needlepoint when I'm watching like football with my dad. So it's like this really like sweet thing. My dad actually, like I'm so into it and he says it relaxes him when I do it, that he is going to start needlepointing with me. And I just got him like a Pittsburgh Steeler ornament to make. So anyways, I got into needlepointing there. Then Macy was making fun of me. And then Macy made friends who were needlepointers. And suddenly she thought it was cool because they were doing it, not because I was doing it. And then they came over. We had a little needlepoint club. One of them helped me like remember how to do it better because I like was having a hard time. And then I've just been hooked ever since. Like I have not stopped and it's the best thing. So to start needlepointing, I will say needlepointing is not the cheapest hobby by any means. Like the canvases and thread can definitely add up. Absolutely. There's ways to do it cheaper and we'll talk about that. But it's one of those hobbies that's actually like good long term. Like I'm not a big like colorer. Like I like an adult coloring book for fun and whatever. But like to me, I would much rather spend more money and like do the needlepoint process because I end up using that on things, whether I'm framing them or putting them on a pillow or doing an ornament or doing a little door hanger. Like there's so many different things that you can do with your needlepoint canvas. So I love doing it because it feels like productive and it's things that I'm going to keep and use forever. Like one day I want an entire like needlepoint Christmas tree. Like, and this is what I mean by I can't be chill about anything is that I want an entire Christmas tree, you know? So it is pricey, but also keep in mind that each canvas takes you like a long period of time, like hours and hours and hours and days and days and days. Like some of them can take you like over a year. So it's like my biggest canvas that I got was like $130, which was insane, right? It was a massive canvas. It's on a pillow now. And that took me, I did it in 11 days only because it's all I did for 11 days. This is like peak grief. And I probably spent like 70 hours on it. So like throughout the course of time, like it's going to take you a long time. Yes, it's pricey, but it's not something that you just like it'll last you a long time of entertainment is basically what I'm getting at. So I made a list of the places that I like to go shopping the most. Penny Lin, I love. I will link an entire blog post. Actually, by the way, guys, I launched a blog and a site. So KenzieElizabeth.co. On there, I'm going to have an entire blog post talking about all this stuff where it's like everything needlepoint-esque, how to start, how to learn the stitches, where to like shop. I'll also link some of my favorite ones that I think are just good for beginners. So if you're going to your local needlepoint store, chances are you're not going to find like the really cute, funny, like cheeky sayings and like funny like pop culture references and stuff that you would see on Instagram. A lot of those are just online stores and then they're like selling to like different stores. So anyways, Penny Lin is my favorite and Morgan Julia Designs. Those are my two favorite and they have the most fun different designs. Like I just got a Rao's or Rao's like pasta sauce. I'm currently doing a spicy marg from Morgan Julia Designs. I did Kit Kittredge, so I'm American Girl from Penny Lin Designs. And then I made my mom, if you guys have seen the movie The Help, when she says you is kind, you is smart, you is important. My mom, it's her favorite movie. And she would like always just like, she just loves that movie and loves that part. So I got that from Penny Lin and I made that and I'm making it into a pillow for her. So it's fun too because it's a good gift and it can be really personalized. But I love those two stores specifically because there's a lot of like pop culture references. There's funny stuff. There's cute stuff. Like I just love their canvases. I also love KC Needlepoint. I've gotten so many things from KC Needlepoint. I don't even know how I found them. I get DMs from y'all being like, oh my God, that's my local Needlepoint store, whatever. You guys are so lucky. Like, they have such great stuff. Again, I don't know why I found them. I think I was just looking up like specific Needlepoints and they came up. And I just love their stuff. Like, they are amazing. And then I also love Needlepoint.com. And I have a code for Needlepoint.com that I'll have in the blog post. I'll link that below. And I believe it's 20% off, which is a really good deal. Now, unless you guys are going to a local shop, when you're ordering your Needlepoint stuff online, you definitely want to get it kitted, okay? I can't tell you what kind of ribbons I get because threads I get. I actually don't know. But getting it kitted means that they just pick out all of your thread for you and then it's sent. Like, you don't want to just necessarily get a canvas if you can also get it kitted. If they don't offer that, it's like not a big deal. You can still pick out like your own thread color. It's not a big deal at all. But I would get it kitted like starting off just so they can pick it out and it's easier. Basically, literally all you have to do is learn the continental stitch. To this day, I am like so far into my needlepoint journey. I have like really taken the needlepoint world by storm. And all I do is the continental stitch still. It's very easy. You go from Arizona to New York, Arizona to New York, Arizona to New York. You guys will get this if you're interested when I link everything on the blog post, but it is the most therapeutic hobby ever. I love doing it. I look forward to doing it every single day. I'm obsessed. I love it so much. And I really like a hobby that's useful. And that's how I feel about needlepointing. Moving on to gardening. Now, y'all, you guys are sitting on a box and right next to you, which you can't see, is all my fertilizer, my Miracle-Gro, all the other things for my garden. I'm having a big day in the garden tomorrow. And I've never known peace like I have when I'm in that garden. Okay, yes, sure. Maybe I've taken things a little too far. Maybe I've gone a little bit too extreme with my garden. I redid. You guys, if you don't watch my YouTube videos, and if you or you do and you just haven't watched my backyard garden transformation video, please go watch that because that is my favorite video I have quite literally ever made. It is so amazing. Honestly, like no offense, but it's probably like the best video on YouTube. It is amazing. So anyways, I redid my side yard and I turned that into a garden. I love a Vega garden bed. My brother-in-law helped me a lot. Honestly, it was really a full family affair because like I brought Sophie in there. My dad helped me build stuff. Poncho really, which my brother-in-law really redid a bunch of stuff. My grandma, starting with my grandma, has done pretty much everything with me. Like, we have done so much and it's just brought so much peace and there's nothing I love now, which I cannot believe I'm saying this. Like if my 16-year-old self heard me saying this, she would literally like be done. There's nothing I love more than working on the yard in an afternoon. Like I remember my mom would always be working on the yard and I would be like, that is so boring. Like that is the last thing I would want to do. And then even worse, she would make me do it and I hated it, right? And now there is just nothing I love. Like I've been looking forward to fertilizing day all week. Like I'm over them. I paid expedited shipping. Matter of fact, so I could do it tomorrow, okay? Like, there's just nothing that I love more. Playing a podcast, just getting outside. It's just so much fun. So I have a vegetable garden. I have a cut flower garden, which is just tall flowers for floral arrangements. I have an herb garden, and then I have a cocktail garden, which is basically garnishes for cocktails, obviously. So I would say if you guys are looking to get into gardening, I would start with an herb garden because it's the easiest. And then also if you, let's say you like live in an apartment or like you just don't want like huge garden beds or whatever it is. Also start with a cut flower garden. Like I don't think that's a bad idea. And once you get on cut flower garden TikTok, like you'll never go back. I can't stop watching it. And you could even just do the chaotic method, which is definitely the easiest. I have an entire like seedling station in my garage with grow lights and trays and like all of this stuff, right? I have a potting bench, like I've got it all. So I started with seedlings and then I saw the chaotic method and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like you literally just like throw all the seeds in a bowl and then you just throw them out on the soil. I'm like, are you joking? You're really supposed to start most seeds indoors and then move them outside, like harden them in between and then move them outside. So we'll see. I swear to God though, I promise you the chaotic method is going to be the better cut flower garden. And I'm going to be like, I did all that for nothing. Anyways, I think it's a very fun hobby. Brands that I love for gardening. I love Vega Garden. That is my favorite. And they've got, you know, things for everything. So if you want like a little herb garden, so easy. You start there and then before you know it, you have an entire vegetable garden by next spring. Like it's really something and I just love it. Oh my God. We need to talk about the power of Facebook groups. I mean, I know I already mentioned that earlier, I'm pretty sure, but I am currently in the North Texas Gardening Facebook group and like my English high school English teacher is in there and I post in there And I'm like, do you guys think Miss Winters like sees this? And it's like, oh, Kenzie, you know? But I love that group and it's really helpful. So with gardening, especially, like I have people that I love following. Like I love the Dallas Garden School. I love, you know, certain specific accounts, but that's per my area. So you want to find your zone and it's like a number and a letter, like 8A, 8B, whatever. And follow people who are in that zone and you will learn so much. But join a Facebook group. I cannot stress that enough. You will learn more in that Facebook group than you will anywhere else. Also, if you're like really seriously getting into gardening, I really love the Dallas Garden School planner. That is great for our zone specifically, just because there's tips and things that you should be planting and stuff just based on like obviously the temperament here. But I love that journal. It's not a journal. It's like a calendar planner, obviously, but it's really, really helpful. And I bought three because I keep gifting them to people and I really love it. Another thing, Epic Gardening has amazing stuff. And I do believe I have a code there as well. So that code is in my YouTube video and then my gardening blog post. I'll have everything linked below. Epic Gardening is amazing for picking seeds because when you're picking the seeds, you can do it in different groups. So I got a cocktail garden group of seeds and a cut flower garden group of seeds, and they'll do like vegetable garden raised beds, like things like that. So when you're like, oh my God, I don't know what I should plant where, I don't know what I should do, whatever, they really like take out a lot of the thinking and the confusion and they just have a set for you. So I highly recommend that. I'm so excited for when I'm making my own floral arrangements. Like it is game over, you know? Y'all probably already know that I am so obsessed with Clearstem. Clearstem is the first skincare line that combines all three categories, anti-acne, anti-aging, and clean, meaning it's free of hormone disruptors and pore-clogging fillers. If y'all haven't listened to my two episodes with the founders, you need to. I personally have never learned more about skincare than I have when I listened to them. It's so interesting, and there's like so many things that I was doing that I thought were good for my skin that were actually making my skin like break out or just like have dry skin or whatever it was. They even have this mind-body skin hormonal acne supplement. It's the best natural alternative to prescription acne treatments like Accutane and Spironolactone. They are amazing. And they also recently launched an innovative acne lab test. So it's helping thousands of people get to the root cause of their acne through comprehensive lab testing and lifestyle-based recommendations. So if y'all are interested in trying Clearstem, first thing I'm going to recommend is their moisturizer because it smells so good and it's amazing and your skin just glows. I also think their SPF products are genius, okay? It's getting warm. Summer is coming. We're in the springtime. And I mean, really, we need to be wearing SPF year round, but I feel like if you haven't, now you are. They have this product that is like a sunscreen, but it's powdered. If you think about it on your body, you're reapplying SPF, like you're supposed to be doing that, what? Like every hour, every couple of hours, whatever. But when you put sunscreen on your face in the morning, obviously you do need to reapply that throughout the day, but you're most likely wearing makeup, right? So they have this powder that you can put over your makeup. And one, it makes your makeup look better because it like de-blots it throughout the day, basically. And then two, you're actually reapplying SPF. So like your SPF is actually working for your face throughout the day, which is also huge when it comes to anti-aging. And I think it's the most genius product ever. So visit clearstemskincare.com and use code houseguest at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. Again, that is code houseguest for 20% off your first purchase on clearstemskincare.com. Okay, cooking. Cooking has been a hobby of mine, I would say, since about 2020. And the key to getting into cooking is start easy and start with the soup, okay? There is nothing to this day that I love more than making soup. Like, I will still cook, like, actual normal meals. I love soup and I love pasta. Again, referring back to the blog post, but I'm just telling you guys this for when you don't want to go back and listen to this episode to remember what I'm talking about. I have a blog post that is sharing like my favorite recipes to get into cooking, like the modern proper kale tortellini soup. Like everyone tags me in that and I think they think it's my recipe. It's not my recipe. It is a modern proper, but I do make that all the time and it's such a crowd fave. Easy bolognese, also in the modern proper. It is the best pasta ever. It's so good and it's so easy. Spicy vodka pasta, that's very easy too. Yeah, I have a lot of like different recipes like that, but pasta and soup is the easiest way to get into it. Then you get the cooking bug and then you like want to do more. And then I got a grill last summer and I actually should start using that now because it's going to be too hot to the point where like I will literally never want to touch that grill come June. So like really I'm kind of missing out on my opportunity there. But I just love cooking. Also, oh, going back to all of this stuff, sorry. Another amazing part of hobbies is that there is a community on TikTok for everything. So I learn so much on TikTok about like gardening, about cooking, about needlepoint, like the needlepoint TikTok community I'm obsessed with. Like I don't ever even consume content that's like, even my friends at this point, I don't even see it because I'm so deep into this stuff that it's actually like in a way nice, but like I kind of miss like the normal influencer stuff. But anyways, there's just so many people and you find the kind of people that you like, and then you find more recipes through them. And you know, you obviously understand that. My favorite kitchen brand by far is Our Place. And if I could recommend you two things to your kitchen at all, it's the Always Pan and then it's the Always Pot. Is that what it's called? Is it the Always Pot? Let's see, from Our Place. I have, my entire kitchen is from Our Place. I actually just got their like slow cooker, but all of my dishware is from there. All my cookware is from them. I even use their bowls. I use their plates. Like I love their stuff. So the Always Pan 2.0, absolutely amazing. And then I love, what is it? No, it's the Perfect Pot. I knew it wasn't the Always Pot. The Perfect Pot. I use those two things every single day. Like you don't even need an entire like dish set. You really just need those two things. And then, you know, 2 years into it, I ended up getting the different sizes of the Always Pan, but I didn't even need that. I just did it to make like single serve dinners. And then I just got the pot and they are my favorite things in the kitchen. I use them all the time. I cannot recommend them enough. Also, another thing that you should get if you're getting into cooking, obviously, would be the recipe journal, which is from my brand, friend of mine. I almost said my brand, Our Place. Nope. My brand is definitely a friend of mine. It is a home lifestyle brand. It's basically like everything that I'm talking about is intertwined into this brand. But I have a really cute recipe journal that you can obviously write down all of your recipes. What I like about this is that I'm able to keep everything in one place and I'm able to get off technology. I should have mentioned this before. It is so important for me to not be on technology all day. Like I get very anxious on my phone too much. And I love hobbies that involve my hands. So I'm busy and I can't scroll. Like that to me is so much better. So I like having the recipe journal because one, I like handwriting things. Two, I like to not be on my phone. Three, I like to have everything together. So whether that's, you know, recipes that I found online or I have like 40 cookbooks. So it's like gathering the recipes that I like from their best or getting my recipe that I love from my grandma or whatever it is. Or I love like giving it to your grandma or your mom or something and like passing it down. Like it's meant to be kind of like a generational gift. So anyways, if you're getting into cooking, I would recommend that because I also think it's cute to do like a different journal at a different time. So like I wish I would have had one for more of my like post-grad phase to like see what I was cooking then because a lot of like food and cooking are like memories for me. So anyways, that is another thing that I really do love to have. Obviously reading. Guys, I am such a reader. I'm so excited. Also, not to brag, but I did get the early copy of Swan Song, which is Ellen Hildebrand's new book coming out in June. And it's her last book on Nantucket, which is sad. It's basically like she keeps saying she's retiring, but she's just retiring from Nantucket Books. But anyways, I'm really excited. I'm going to Nantucket soon. I might actually be there as well listening to this. And I'm going to be reading Swan Song on Nantucket, which is amazing. Anyways, Kindle. I cannot say that enough. Kindle. If you are trying to get into reading, and I don't care if you're like, oh my God, no, I want the physical book, blah, blah, blah. No, you don't. I promise you, you will read so much more with a Kindle. Listen, if you're listening to this podcast, like it's not like we are, you know, 50 years old with these like massive houses. Like at a certain point, you're going to run out of room for your books, right? So that's one thing. Two, a Kindle is thin. It can go with you everywhere. It fits in my purses. I read all the time. Something about actually having a Kindle makes me want to read more. And it makes me read. I consume a lot more. I think like when I see the book and I can see how much it is and I need to read, something about it makes me read slower. Like not knowing how big the book is like helps me. I don't know. And it's just better. You can, when you finish a book, you can immediately start a new one. You can have all of your books in one thing with you. Like a Kindle, you will read more, okay? It is so rare that someone reads with a Kindle and like genuinely, truly doesn't like it. And I cannot recommend it to you enough. Kindle is the way to go. I don't know if it's up yet, but I have a YouTube video coming out of my top 50 books that I've ever read. And then I also have a blog post coming out with that. Like a lot of this is, I'm sorry, it's a lot of cross promo, but okay, listen. Sorry, what's a girl to do? But I have a lot of book recs and you can follow my Instagram, KE Book Club. I stopped updating it for a bit because I just forgot and like I'm getting back to it. I'm getting back in the swing of things. But yeah, reading is amazing. I love just like zoning out with a good book. Like there's no better feeling too than when you're out and about and you just like can't wait to get back in bed with your book. Love it. Here's what I will leave you with, okay? Read the Magnolia Park series. Jessa is a very near and dear friend to mine. She's actually why we even introduced Navigating Your 20s onto the podcast, fun fact, because we talked about it on the podcast with her. This is before she was a published author or anything. She was just a friend of mine that I was going to for pretty much all my life problems. And so I was like, we should probably talk about this on the podcast because I'm sure it would be like helpful to other people. And y'all loved the episode so much that we ended up like making that a whole other like pillar of this podcast. She's been on probably like 4 times now. Definitely like what, like a friend of the show, if you will, you know? Anyways, Magnolia Parks is the best book series there is. And I would say this, even if I was not friends with Jessa, like it is so good. I just finished Into the Dark, the last one in the series. There's 5 books. And I had already read like the draft of it up to like 70% like a year ago. But then I wanted to like finish it and read it with everyone else like when it actually came out. Because I'm always, you know, when you like read something and then like you're not, you read it like a year before and you don't remember the details and you're not like a part of the conversation. I wanted to be a part of the conversation. Anyways, it's really depressing to like read the next book because the writing just sucks. Like she's just the best writer. The books are amazing. They're kind of like a London Gossip Girl, but I hate to even say that because like Gossip, like it's so much better than Gossip Girl. Like just, trust me, the best books ever. Antiquing. Okay, so like I said, I've joined a lot of Facebook groups and the antiquing thing is just, oh, it's really taking me by storm. I grew up with an interior designer mom. So we used to have to go to antique stores all the time. I grew up in McKinney, Texas. It's a suburb north of Dallas. And we have a really cute downtown square. Come to find out, what I've realized as an adult is that there is no better antiquing than there is in that downtown McKinney Square. Like it is just, that antique mall is the best one with the best prices. But anyways, I used to have to go antiquing all the time and I hated it as a kid so much. My parents would bribe me with Nancy Drew books. Like this is how it was really crazy. And that is what I would get out of it. Like my mom or my grandma would come back with like an antique Nancy Drew book. And then I had them all, I read them all and I loved them, right? And now as an adult, it's like what I love to spend my time doing. There's just nothing better than like an antique find. Also like curating a home that tells a story. Like there's something about that that I just love. And antiquing, it just feels so much more gratifying when you find the right thing. It adds a lot more character. I love mixing like old and new things in my home. And antiquing has just been something that I have absolutely loved. So antiquing has been a big thing. I've joined Facebook groups. My Facebook marketplace, like feed, we need to talk about that. Let me just pull this up right now. I could not generate a better Facebook marketplace feed if I tried, okay? Currently, you look at this, right? It's a Mackenzie Childs kettle, this really cool scalloped rug, these great vintage jeans, this vintage bike, this vintage like heart-shaped shelf that I want. That's really cute. These vintage books, this mirror, like everything about this is so amazing. Do not sleep on Facebook marketplace. Like I've always loved it. Oh, Serena and Lily Rattan. Is that how you say Rattan? I don't know. I feel so stupid now. Laundry basket. Hello. Is that available? Send. Obsessed. I have such an amazing feed and I feel the same way. Like I talked about in the episode with Macy about my Instagram Explore page. And a lot of that are like resale Instagram pages. So it's kind of like antiquing, but like thrifting, if you will, with more antique vibes on Instagram. And I love them. So I get a lot of stuff also online. It's not always in person. But I do love to just go spend like half a day. Like I have a date with myself coming up where I'm going to this new antique mall, new to me, and I'm getting like lunch for myself and I'm bringing my Kindle. I'm going to read. I'm going to my podcast like through the day and it's just going to be fabulous. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then my last hobby, I think that we can count this as a hobby just because I have an entire closet for it. But I love hosting. I love hosting anything. And it really does consume a lot of my life and a lot of my brain power. If y'all are getting into hosting, I would recommend a theme night. Specifically, I would recommend a cookbook night where actually I might as well just tell y'all. I'll just say this now and then we'll just act like I didn't when I announce it. But for a friend of mine, we're going to start doing like recipe club nights. So it's inspired by the cookbook nights. If you guys saw the cookbook themed nights on TikTok that were going viral, basically your friend group decides on a cookbook and then everyone cooks something different from that cookbook and you guys come together and you like have dinner. It's this cute little cookbook party, right? So what we're going to do is with our recipe journals, we are going to have a different theme. So like, let's say we do appetizers or like treats and drinks or something. Let's say the theme is appetizers just to make this easier. Everyone will come with like an appetizer in their recipe book and like with the recipe down and then bring the appetizer to the party. So it's like this recipe journal club. But anyways, all that to say, if you guys are hosting, I recommend starting with a theme. Do something like a cookbook night or like a cute little G&O and do something small. Like people even will have like sauce nights where you go crazy and you get different sauces and like just like things like that. One, a theme is great because it's easier. Like it just gives you a full vision for the night. Two, people get involved. People get a little invested in the themes. And three, then they're all bringing something. You know what I mean? So I love that. I obviously have my entire hosting closet, which really brings together a lot of things of antiquing because I thrift a lot of my hosting stuff, my interior design vibes and my grandma vibes and soon to be needlepoint because I will be putting my needlepoint artwork up there. It's wallpapered. If you guys haven't seen my needlepoint, not my needlepoint, if you guys haven't seen my hosting closet, it's like all over TikTok and like my YouTube channel a little bit, but it is my favorite thing in my house and I've gone like so far and I just love a dinner party. Important to note that I do have conversation starter cards. So if y'all are hosting anything, I highly recommend getting the dinner cards or the nightcap cards. They're constantly being like restocked. Like we're really working on trying to keep up with like the inventory that's wanted, which has been a lot more than I expected, which is a good problem to have. But I like having conversation starters, like conversation cards for hosting because it adds a little bit something different to do in your night or the bit, which is the card game that we launched with Macy. That's such a fun one for like bachelorettes or girls' nights or whatever. But I like having the conversation cards because it makes you think and talk about things that maybe you wouldn't necessarily talk about. I feel like you connect a lot better with your friends. And it's just something fun and different to do rather than talking about the same high school drama like for the next 7 years. You know what I mean? So I love a good hobby and I really think they're so good for you, like even mental health wise. So as much as like I was kind of making fun of myself in this episode, I do think it's a really amazing thing and I like highly, highly recommend it to y'all. So anyways, I love you guys so much. Let me know what episodes y'all want to see next. Again, pretty much anything that I mentioned, I will put on the blog. Everything will be there so you guys can go back and let me know if you guys want more solo episodes. We have merch out that's so cute. If you guys are watching on YouTube, which by the way, y'all need to watch on YouTube. We are a YouTube podcast show as well. You guys can subscribe to the YouTube channel, but we have our cute little house guest mug here and I've been living in my Red Crew. I just think they're so cute and I am obsessed. And if you resonated with anything that I said in today's episode, like the design is your vibe, okay? So anyways, thank you guys for listening and I'll talk to you later. Thank you all so much for listening. If you love this episode, please don't forget to leave a rating and review. It really helps the show grow. If you want to follow me behind the scenes, you can find me on Instagram or YouTube at Kinsey Elizabeth or on TikTok at Kinsey the Texan. I drop new episodes every Thursday and they're also available to watch on YouTube. Thanks so much for listening and I will talk to y'all next Thursday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.